Oh, my God, is that you? It is, isn't it? God, it's been such a long time, I hardly even recognize you. And who is this fine woman you're with? Well, it's nice to meet you. I'm sorry if I'm interrupting anything, since it seems like you two were on your way out, but do you mind if I ask how your time was? Anything in particular I should think about ordering today? That's actually one of the reasons I'm here. I heard they have one of the best macchiatos in town, so I thought I'd come and try one. Nice to know there's another advocate for it being so good. Oh, I'm sorry. Where are my manners? They actually used to work for me, so we had a pretty good rapport with each other back then. But it's been a while since we last talked. I just didn't expect they would end up transforming as much as they have in this time. It's really nice to see the improvements. Oh, yeah. Here, you can have my business card if you want. I'm actually the CEO, if you can believe it. Built it from the ground up. But that's where we used to work. Oh, it's okay. Sometimes they can go a bit quiet, especially since I'm sure this is a bit of a shock to see me again so suddenly. They were like a rising star in the company. It's just a shame that things didn't exactly work out. But what can you do? You can't exactly please everyone. Though, there is one thing that I wanted to talk to them about. I know that it's been a while and there might be some catching up to do, but I also always thought that they had some pretty good ideas when we worked together. Figured I could pick their brain one last time. Paid, of course. I don't believe that people should undervalue themselves and go without compensation. So, could you maybe spare me a moment in private? It is ultimately up to you, of course. I know your date and I might think it's a good idea, but I don't want you to feel pressured into anything. But I can make sure that it's good enough pay to take you two out for an extra special date. How does that sound? Great! I'm really glad I could get a chance to talk to you again. I've kind of fallen into a rut over these past few months and could really use your insight. But also, that would require me to steal them away from you for a bit, if you don't mind. It is company business, after all. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be such a bother if you two already had other plans. Oh, are you sure it's okay? Well, thank you. I promise we'll be back soon. I'm sure there's probably an empty space around that corner. Might have an open table for us to sit at if we're lucky. Come on. Her? Really? That's who you've gone to after we've separated? Have you really lowered your standards that much after everything I've done for you? I gave you clothes, music, jewelry, furniture, you name it. And what does she give you? A coffee? Does she even know that you like to listen to old records in the evening to wind down for the day? Or that you like to zone out to the skyline scenery in my office? Does she know that you only like to drink with a meal, or that you eat more cookies when you're stressed? You got rid of everything from our relationship just so you could live this downtrodden life with her. No, don't walk away from me. You are not leaving this conversation. We're going to stand here against this wall, and we're going to talk. I mean, what even are these rags that you're wearing? I gave you designer clothes, jackets, and you want to settle with whatever life this is? Is that really what you want? Frankly, I think this is more of a heavy downgrade than anything. I tried my best to give you everything you wanted, everything you needed. You were mine, and no one else's. You didn't even have to work for me for everyone to know your higher status. They knew that you belonged to me. But you wanted to throw all of that away so you could live a worse life with her. Over something that didn't even happen. You knew what you were to me. And you knew that I wouldn't toss you away like trash. And yet you still never wanted to believe me. I did not cheat on you. I never once tried to. And you didn't even give me a chance regardless. You just walked away, like I'm sure you will with this girl too. I know, I shouldn't have said. But I just... You weren't even supposed to be there. So how is it my fault that you... saw it? It doesn't make it any better, I know. I'm glad that you came to the party to try and surprise me, but you just came at a bad time. I get what it looked like, okay? And it sounds super weird to say that it was a coincidence, but it was. And you never gave me the chance to explain it to you. You just disappear from the life that I tried to make better for you, for us. I get that you've had bad relationships in the past, and I understand that what you saw wasn't the best thing to catch me in, but I would never do that to you. Stop trying to walk away from me. I'm serious. This isn't some manipulative lie I'm trying to spin on you. Well, I'm here because I guess I couldn't get you out of my head. I've tried over and over again, but no matter what I did, I kept thinking about you. I have tried building an entire empire, and I still couldn't find a way to replace you. No amount of drinks or dates or long work nights could do better than what you gave me. And I'm sorry that I ended up hurting you. No, I wasn't stalking you. I come to this coffee shop every now and again because I know it was your favorite one to go to. So, I come here every so often because... I don't know. I thought... maybe one day I'd see you again. And if not, then I'd have somewhere that reminded me of you. Oh, well... me coming in on the date wasn't entirely a coincidence. I had seen you in here when I pulled up, but I waited until you were about to leave to come in. But it's only because I wanted a chance to talk to you, to see what you've been up to since we split up. But seeing you with her just made me think that you deserved so much better. Don't look at me like that. I wasn't trying to be manipulative. I just wanted a chance. Fine. If you wanted me to say that it was, then it was. This was the one time that I tried to manipulate the scene into working out in my favor. But back then wasn't the same thing. And I can tell by your face that you don't believe me, but I swear it wasn't. I know what I'm generally capable of, because it's what built my company to begin with. But I wouldn't do that with you. You were too special to me. My assistant, he wasn't himself that night. He'd had one too many drinks and was getting really talkative. Really handsy. Because I didn't want to get physical with someone that knew a lot of my personal information, I at least wanted to try and de-escalate the situation first so it wouldn't have any backlash. Trust me, if it was any other guy, I would have done something about it sooner. I know. And I know I screwed up by not doing anything, but I can't undo that now. You saw him kissing me. Because he was in love with me. Not any better. I know, I get that it doesn't. But I didn't know he was at the time until the moment he did that. I didn't even know you were at the party until someone told me after the fact. But I swear to you, I was not cheating. I pushed him away and called security when he did that. Because even he knew that I had someone. That I had you. And he did it anyway for some disgusting reason, I don't even know. Probably because he also thought you weren't going to be there. You look like you don't entirely believe me. And I get that it can be hard to trust my words. But you can ask anyone that was at that party what happened. He was acting like a drunken loser who didn't have the privilege of being my assistant. And so I fired him the next day. But you still weren't responding to me. Yeah. I should have stopped going to those things when you told me to. I did stop going to larger parties after that. I stuck to a lot of small galas and private meetings that all felt lonelier without you. I just wish I knew how to make it up to you. But it might be hard to get past that barrier of how you feel about cheaters. That girl really messed you up, didn't she? I'm so sorry. I'm sorry for not listening to you. You are the best thing that's happened to me in a long time. And I still screwed that up somehow. No amount of gifts can make up for that. So I at least want to have the chance to make it up to you. I know. Yeah. You're here on a date. I'm not saying that you would need to decide anything right now since she's out there waiting for you. But could you at least think about it? I'm sorry. I didn't want that to be your last impression of me. After all this time, with that image in your head, I can only imagine how bad of a person you see me as. And I know that it might make it take longer for you to forgive me. But just know that I am telling you the truth. I can show you the records of his employment. I can give you the reports. I can get testimonies. I can do whatever it takes to have you believe me. So long as you believe that I would never do something like that to you. Of course, yeah. You can have as much time as you need to think. Which I guess that means I should probably stop coming here so I don't run into you again. It was a stupid idea to begin with, and I'm sorry for interrupting your date. Yeah, you can leave. I won't stop you anymore. And I won't follow you out either. You can just tell her that I went to the bathroom or something. So long as you know that I'm sorry.